Because in the Mahayana, they always say this, Kan San Si San, Kan San Gu Si San. Then the third level C is Kan San Yu Si San. But when I translate to English, it doesn't sound that clear to you. Anyway, if you hear the Mandarin, you will understand. You can go toilet. Because we drink a lot, cold weather. So I take over for one. First, you see mountain as mountain. This is conventional or mundane thing, understand? Our normal consciousness. Then our society's norm, understand? People call it mountain, so it's mountain. Then you see mountain as non-mountain. How? Yeah, this is the seeing with the above Surangama saying, with the understanding. So the Surangama saying say perception of form is consciousness. What is consciousness?
Consciousness.
You see, when you perceive external form, it's consciousness, realize the mundane mind in the sana. So the mundane mind with perception, which is sanya, that is the one that see. It's not the pure direct see. So when you perceive, that's what I call it, normal mundane see. Then when you have the training ready, when you have the awareness ready, then you can see things as they are. I think the window at the back, can you close it? Where the flies are coming in again. Close it, yeah.
Oh,
Pangpianjing. Yeah, I saw a few flies coming in. Never mind, it's okay. Yeah. So the first level is mundane seeing, or a lot. Never mind. The second level is direct seeing. So direct seeing means the pure awareness, the pure perception. When you are just aware before the knowing, before the words, the concept. That's why you see things as they are. Understand? So when you see without words, without concept, then what is it? That's why there is no such thing as the word mountain. Understand? That's why there is second level see. But after you have stabilized your understanding, then you understand. The world is the world, understand? Within the existential world, within the existential conditionalizing world, there is such thing as reality. There is such thing as deluded and non-enlightened people. There is also some, very few, enlightened and awakened people. So in order for you to understand life and fit into life after you have developed the wisdom, you have to have a special understanding of the existential world's Dhamma. Dhamma within the existential world exists. That's why the Buddha teach the Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, law of karma, everything. Then you must understand only that condition arising from my mind. The entity is subject to karma, understand? Where that one has volition, mental intention. Then that one has action, speech, and thought process. That's why it is called karma. The Buddha always used the word, is cittena that I call karma. What is cittena? Mental intention. So because of that, you have to be at peace with all conditions and all situations. If they don't have the direct seeing, the normal seeing, not enlightened, they say, yeah, there is a very beautiful mountain. Yeah, mountain. Agree. I got that flow. Understand? The direct seeing guy comes, where got mountain? Correct, no mountain. Where you echo and flow. Both has their understanding. So finally, when you can see things as they are, you merge into the third level of seeing. Kan san, yu si san. Means finally, you still can be normal, like a normal person. Whatever you see is that thing. Yeah? Kan san, yu si san. Means you follow convention, the existential world's lingo or language. Understand? Then you got no more problem. then people will say, well, this guy must be a nun. very funny guy. I said that one mountain is a no. So people cannot understand all the abstract understanding via the direct seeing. Okay? Then I finish it all. Finally, you see mountains still as mountain again. This is seeing things as they are with understanding that everything is suchness or what is. Able to accept things as they are, accord and flow. Hence, able to accommodate both the conventional seeing and the ultimate reality or seeing. To live life with wisdom and understanding. So this is the understanding. So the third level seeing is ultimate truth or supramundane truth, means the enlightened being that has the stability or understanding will have the ability to reach that third level of seeing. Then they will just accord and flow. They will never argue because they know truth is not your truth, not my truth.